workers exposed to loud noise at work. Dr. John Howard of the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health is calling for worksite health and wellness programs to also include screenings for high blood pressure and for cholesterol readings for noise-exposed workers. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, kids, welcome back. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. There was another, you would call it a death. It's not really a death. It's dying. It's another unicorn that has been dying for the past couple of years. And I don't know. Maybe the Securities and Exchange Commission has probably finally put the thing out of its misery. Theranos. Do you remember Theranos? Remember the wonder child Elizabeth Holmes, the blonde lady with, she liked to wear the same type of outfits that Steve Jobs used to wear. Yeah, she was the first Silicon Valley billionaire, female billionaire, first Silicon Valley female billionaire on the cover of Forbes, on the cover of Fortune. Well, yeah. Let me explain to you what happened this past week. Because, again, it's not getting a lot of press. Not nearly the amount of press that she was getting when she was blowing this company up and making it sound like the greatest thing ever. 15 years, this odyssey that Theranos has been on to revolutionize the blood testing business. The SEC has said that Elizabeth Holmes can't, federal securities regulator, strips her of voting control of Theranos, bans her from being an officer or director of any public company for 10 years, and wait for it, here it is, requires her to pay a $500,000 penalty. $500,000. I can put this into perspective, okay? You're a billionaire. You made a fortune. So you can't run a company for 10 years and you pay a $500,000 fine. Again, like I've said oft times here on the program, white collar crime pays very handsomely. You know, I never really seem to understand it in today's day and age that people with criminal intent, criminal minds, wouldn't just put a little extra work in, go to college, and they'll get a job ripping people off on Wall Street or in corporate America. Because when you do it that way, all you do is you pay a fine. You don't have to do any jail time. It makes sense, right? If you're a criminal, go to Wall, you know, go be a head of a business out there. Lie about the company's prospects, raise all sorts of money, make yourself a fortune. You get caught eventually, you pay a fine. It's like a parking ticket, you walk away. Great deal, huh? Great deal for criminals. Anyway, this unicorn. Ms. Holmes basically went around. They raised more than $700 million from investors while deceiving investors about the capabilities of the company's technology. Again, pumping up the stock. No different than what Jordan Belfort did with the companies that he backed at Stratton Oakmont, or what the big brokerage firms did during the 1990s. It still happens today. Yeah, it's a sales job. Look what we can do. And boy, oh boy, is that a sales job there at Silicon Valley. You know the type of money that was lost in this? Theranos was once valued at close to $9 billion. $9 billion. People got wiped out. They got wiped out. That's a lot of big-time investors as well. Anyway, why do I bring this up? Value. Value. Again, the Theranos, if anybody really bothered to look, if we really had decent stock analysts today, you talk about the old gumshoe stock analyst that would really kick the tires and look into a company and its prospects, it would have been discovered. I told a story here on the program a long time ago. I was at a due diligence meeting. This had to be around 1997 for some company, and I was introduced at the time to the head retail analyst for Goldman Sachs. White shoe as white shoe could be, right? Goldman Sachs, head retail analyst. And we were just talking a little bit, and I was talking to him a little bit about Walmart and asking him some questions about Walmart. And the guy, as it turned out, the guy had never even stepped foot in one before. This guy, he's the head retail analyst on Wall Street. He'd never even been inside a Walmart, for crying out loud. How good are you? But anyway, many of these companies, again, it doesn't take me long. A lot of experience here knowing what a, how shall I put it, a fugazi is. I've described that story. I'd love to play the entire scene here on the program from Donnie Brasco. Donnie Brasco is trying to infiltrate the mafia. It's a great movie. Great, you got Johnny Depp playing Donnie Brasco, and then there's Al Pacino playing this mob guy that's showing him a ring. And Donnie is supposed to be Donnie the jeweler, an expert with rings. And then there's Lefty. It's the beautiful thing. That's just, what, look at this thing. It's a beautiful thing. And Donnie takes a look at it for just a couple seconds. He's like, it's a fugazi. It's a fugazi. It's not real. And Lefty gets all upset. You only looked at the thing for a couple seconds. I know he's all angry because he thinks he's got this valuable piece of jewelry that he probably stole. Now, it's not. One of the things that we're real good at is seeing through this nonsense. Anyway, that's what we have a lot of right now as far as unicorns are concerned and companies that are out there. And I saw this past week that Dropbox is setting its IPO target valuation. Dropbox is a cloud company. It's a cloud company, and the valuation that they're setting for their IPO is anywhere between $7 to $8 billion. It is set to be one of the biggest tech IPOs in the past few years. The share price should be anywhere between $16 to $18 a share. Okay. A Dropbox is, it's not profitable yet. It's not profitable yet. It's getting closer. It's getting closer. But then again, let's take a look at the valuation. They're not talking about this because this is well below its last round of financing. If they're valuing this company when they're taking it public at $7 to $8 billion, back in 2014, insiders were buying into this unicorn with a $10 billion valuation. So those people are losing 30% as soon as the company goes public. What do you think? Again, I take a look at the business. I take a look at the competitors. I take a look at whether or not that business is going to be able to survive long term. I take a look at the valuations. Listen, there are plenty of times. There are plenty of times that you can ride waves. Did we do some surfing back in the 1990s? Yes. Yes, there were certain companies that we bought into, and we tended to look towards companies, not so much dot-com retailers, because that whole arena was all over the place, but more or less companies that actually built the infrastructure of the internet. Companies that you had to go through, that you had to utilize for your retail business, or whatever it may be, had to get access to the internet. And some of them, they did quite well for us. But again, there was a lot of competition, and we were very, very careful to trim portfolios down and get out of positions as they went up. But one of the things that you're not able to do right now when it comes to these tech IPOs is ride waves. Because all of the wave riding has been done by private equity and insiders. They've kept all of that stuff to themselves. Companies are going public way on down the line. For example, Dropbox. They did their last round of financing in 2014, which valued the company at $10 billion. Now it's down to $7 billion. That was a bad wave that those people caught, was it not? This is something that everyone needs to realize when investing in these IPOs. Again, a lot of schlock brokers out there are going to be calling people up, telling everybody how wonderful and how fantastic this is, and it's the new economy, technology, all that good stuff. The same lines, the same raps they were using back during the 1990s. Oh, yeah, earnings don't matter. Earnings, they don't matter right now. Really? I've heard that before. I was there. They do matter. Future prospects do matter. Valuation matters. You don't want to buy something well above its intrinsic value, and many of these things are. And many of these things are just vehicles. Make no bones about it. It's how it works. All of these investors that have had their money tied up in Dropbox for years, they want their money back. They haven't made a dime. Not like Dropbox is paying dividends. So as soon as that company goes public, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to sell. They are going to sell. Again, that's how a lot of penny stock firms made a fortune. They would put people in private placements, all their buddies, all their insiders, take the company public, and then sell their stock to everybody else. That's how it worked. This is just a bigger model. So when you watch the Wolf on Wall Street, or you see all that stuff, the penny stock firms, hey, That's exactly what's going on today, except in Silicon Valley. Got to take a quick break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, people, with any questions in regards to any of this stuff, I know we go over some complex topics here on the program. I try to make them as simple and easy to understand as I possibly can. Feel free. Okay, get in contact with us. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. I want to remind everybody again, like we always do, all the great stuff we have there at our website, and it's all free. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be back.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
This report is brought to you by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. Feeling tired on occasion is normal, but how do you know if it's something more? Sleep specialist Dr. Raj Dasgupta joins us during Sleep Awareness Week with more.
Having an irresistible and overwhelming urge to sleep may be a sign of excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS. People with EDS have a hard time staying awake or alert during the day and doze off at inappropriate times, such as during a meal or in the middle of a conversation. It's important to know the difference between normal and excessive daytime sleepiness because EDS can be a symptom of a sleep disorder like narcolepsy.
If you're having trouble staying awake during the day or experiencing other sleep-related problems, it may be time to talk to your doctor. To learn more about narcolepsy, take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener, or to find a sleep specialist near you, visit morethantired.com. That's morethantired.com.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon offers customers participating in select government assistance programs the benefits of Prime for $5.99 per month. This now includes qualifying recipients of Medicaid. Prime members will receive unlimited fast, free shipping on more than 100 million items, Prime Video, Prime Music, Prime Reading, Prime Photos, and more, with the ability to cancel anytime. To qualify, customers need a valid EBT or Medicaid card. Pia Arthur, Amazon spokesperson.
We know when people try Prime, they love it. We designed this membership option for customers receiving government assistance to help them access the best of Amazon. To get started, customers will need a valid Medicaid card or electronic benefits transfer card. Customers who join Prime save money and time through our low prices, unlimited premium video and music, as well as our convenient delivery.
For more information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit amazon.com/qualify.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is from Flashdance, isn't it? If I'm not mistaken, yeah. Actually, you know, whatever happened to me. Remember the lead there in Flashdance there was her Jennifer Beals? She's in a new television show. This show, it's kind of a takeoff on that Liam Neeson movie there, Taken. There's a television show called Taken. And she's, secret agent in that. So it's good for being around for so long. And I hand it to her. But anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I got to get through some of the interesting stories, economic news from the week, and try to get our arms around it here. I found it funny this past week. Donald Trump was messing around. He had the Astros were there at the White House and starting to And again, he knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. He asks Representative Kevin Brady from Texas whether he planned to cut taxes further. And he knew that would get picked up. It's like tax cuts, phase two. Phase two of tax cuts. He also had John Cornyn and Ted Cruz that were there as well. What did he say? He said, Kevin, we're going for an additional tax cut, I understand. And actually, people were laughing. But, yeah, I guess the next, from what I'm hearing, with Larry Kudlow now in the White House, they're looking to make the personal tax cuts permanent. And very interesting. Again, we'll see if we're able to get that through or not. Anyway, I do find it funny. I went back and I pulled up with the Wizards of Smart, like Larry Summers and the other ones were saying about the tax cuts and what was taking place and how it was a gimmick. But then again, you look right now and you see, and this is from the NFIB. It's a Small Business Economic Trends Survey. And basically what they do is they take a look at the overall mood of America's main street businesses. You and I, the small business owner out there, how do we feel about what's happening? According to the March release of the NFIB index, small business owners are showing unprecedented confidence. Unprecedented confidence in the economy as the optimism index, get this, record high numbers. It is the second highest level they have ever recorded in their 45-year history, going back to 1983. Listen, anybody for a replay of the 1980s? I am. I don't care. You can bring back Flashdance and play it back at the movie theaters again. Just don't remake it. Stop remaking stuff. Just go play the classics. Play the classics. They were good the first time. You don't have to redo them. You know, it's kind of funny. I just brought that up, and I know I go off on tangents all the time. Movie theaters in New York City are doing that now. You've got these old movie theaters that are showing 1980s films, and people come out in droves to come see them. There was one in Brooklyn the other night that was showing Real Genius. I loved that 80s movie. Val Kilmer. But anyway, great news there. Now, the jobs report. Fantastic numbers. Record number of Americans employed. And, yes, the labor market is starting to tighten up. Starting to tighten up. And I love this. I saw this story this past week. Again, this is stuff that should be out there. This is good news. This is good news. We need more of this rather than the divisive stuff that we get all the time. And I'll get into that a little bit later. Home Depot is going to train 20,000 veterans, young Americans, for construction jobs. 20,000 people. Are they going to charge? No. It's like, here you go. Here you go. You come into our store. We're going to train you. We're going to teach you how to make a living, how to feed your family. I mean, I would like to be a little bit more handy. I think about taking the classes myself, for crying out loud, if I had the time. That is cool. They're investing $50 million. You know, what's interesting is that, yeah, labor markets are starting to tighten. But we're also starting to see some neat things, too, that some governors are doing out there to bring people off the sidelines. Because that's key. That's key. Labor participation has improved, but not enough. We need to bring more people off the sidelines. Governor Scott Walker in Wisconsin, he's got a great idea. Love it. Love it. For anybody out there collecting food stamps that has kids that are in school, you must go back to work for at least 30 hours a week if you want to continue to receive food stamps. Basically, you want to call it the get your buttocks off the couch bill. That's what I would call it. Your kid's at school. You've got to go out and you've got to get yourself a job. Novel concept. You know, there's over 100,000 unfilled positions in the state of Wisconsin. 100,000. They have to get people up off the couch. This is an improvement. These are very, very good things for the overall economy, especially for small business, which has always been the jobs engine of this country. Anyway, we're going to take a break right here. We got so much we've got to go over on the program. You know, maybe we'll get into it. You know, it's been 10 years. 10 years. I went back and looked. 10 years since Bear Stearns went down. Maybe do a little trip down memory lane. It's a teachable moment as well. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
The House passed a massive $1.3 trillion spending bill that funds the federal government through September 30th. The Senate must act by Friday at midnight to avoid a government shutdown. But from the sounds of things, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Democrats are very pleased with this bill.
We Democrats are really happy with what we were able to accomplish on a number of priorities that Democrats have fought for all along. Infrastructure, education, opioid relief, and more.
The Senate is expected to vote on the bill later today. President Donald Trump signed an order today that paves the way for imposing about $60 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese imports. The president said by taking this action, he would make the country stronger and richer. Folks on Wall Street do not seem to be a fan of this move, as the Dow Jones Industrial Average has plunged over 600 points. This is USA Radio News.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Send Yeti On Over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at Walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accucheck and Walgreens TruMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I'm usually pretty good. Listen, if they brought back Name That Tune, I would get on that show because I can usually do it in a couple notes. I just didn't get this one. So I haven't figured it out yet. Anyway, welcome back. Oh, okay. Got it. Welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Yeah, we're going to get into the 10-year anniversary of the death of Bear Stearns. But I caught myself because I did say something last segment talking about all the negativity and why we don't report on some of the great things that are taking place here in this country. And I grabbed during the break. I said, you know what? I want to talk about this. Why not? The story came out this past week. There's an index. They have indexes for everything. But a group of college professors, and I went and I took a look who was responsible for this. And yes, there are some left-wing guys, without a doubt. Jeffrey Sachs is involved with this. But it's a global happiness index. And no, don't play that song by Pharrell, I Can't Stand It. Despite the cold, this is the headline, despite cold, dark, Finland tops 2018 Global Happiness Index. Now, I find this fascinating because Finland has got a enormous amount of depression and issues with depression there because of the fact that it's cold and dark. You want to know where we are? 18th as far as happiness is concerned. And some of the reasons why. They say the U.S. is in the midst of a complex and worsening public health crisis involving epidemics of obesity, opiate addiction, and major depressive disorder that are all remarkable by global standards. It also added that the socio-political system in the United States produces more income equality, a major contributing factor to unhappiness than other countries with comparatively high incomes. That is a load of crap. That is a load of horse manure. Really? That's what's doing it? Income inequality. Because you know what? I didn't grow up rich. My father was a school teacher. He had a janitorial business on the side. My mother ran a home daycare center. They worked their butts off. They worked their tails off. I've got to lend my kids perspective all the time. And listen, look at what you've done. Look at where you've gone. Look at what you do. Look at what you're capable of doing. Not once in my entire life growing up did I look or did my parents look at people that lived in our town that did very, very well and looked at them with any sort of envy or did it make us sad or depressed. We were happy. We were happy. My dad got to coach my teams when I was younger. It was a fantastic upbringing. I wouldn't trade it for all the money in the world. That is crap, is what that is. Income. What? I remember this. I don't know why. Whenever I talk about this, I have this vivid memory. It takes me back. It takes me back when I was going to a young kid going to the pediatrician. And we're going to the pediatrician's office, which was on Central Avenue in Albany. And we pull up, and I remember the doctor's office, and I remember the way it's, I remember the doctor's name, Dr. Deitcher. Remember my pediatrician's name. And he had this big Lincoln, this big car. And I was like, wow, look at that car. And I remember my mother saying, you can have whatever you want if you go out and work for it. If that's what you want. It wasn't like, oh, that guy has this. It was never like that. It is now. It is right now. Now, I'm going to take a break here. And we're going to get back. We're going to discuss why. Freeze frame! And I'm going to give some advice. Some advice. I could make America move up on this index. If I was king for a day, Markowski was king for a day, you know what? I can make some changes that would make America a very, very happy place. Don't go anywhere. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon offers customers participating in select government assistance programs the benefits of Prime for $5.99 per month. This now includes qualifying recipients of Medicaid. Prime members will receive unlimited fast, free shipping on more than 100 million items, Prime Video, Prime Music, Prime Reading, Prime Photos, and more, with the ability to cancel anytime. To qualify, customers need a valid Medicaid card. Pia Arthur, Amazon spokesperson.
We know when people try Prime, they love it. We designed this membership option for customers receiving government assistance to help them access the best of Amazon. To get started, customers will need a valid Medicaid card or electronic benefits transfer card. Customers who join Prime save money and time through our low prices, unlimited premium video and music, as well as our convenient delivery.
For more information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit amazon.com/qualify.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. Prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
This report is brought to you by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. Feeling tired on occasion is normal, but how do you know if it's something more? Sleep specialist Dr. Raj Dasgupta joins us during Sleep Awareness Week with more.
Having an irresistible and overwhelming urge to sleep may be a sign of excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS. People with EDS have a hard time staying awake or alert during the day and doze off at inappropriate times, such as during a meal or in the middle of a conversation. It's important to know the difference between normal and excessive daytime sleepiness, because EDS can be a symptom of a sleep disorder like narcolepsy.
If you're having trouble staying awake during the day or experiencing other sleep-related problems, it may be time to talk to your doctor. To learn more about narcolepsy, take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener, or to find a sleep specialist near you, visit morethantired.com. That's morethantired.com.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Why do you think we talk about this stuff on the show? Why do you think we talk about happiness, life, and all of these things? Because they're a hell of a lot more important than what the market did this week. It's a hell of a lot more important for you to get your arms around what we're discussing here today than it is trying to figure out why the market went up, down, sideways, backwards, or forwards over the course of a week. Because what really matters? This is something that I figured out a long time ago. And again, it's a work in progress. It's a work in progress in the sense that you're constantly trying to better oneself and try to have that lightness of being, where you can appreciate life and where you can live in the moment. Now, hey, listen, here, I'm not an idiot. I'm not an idiot. When people say, I think it's a stupid statement. all the time. Well, live your life like it's the last day of your life. Wait a second. I can't. Who can do that on any given day? You've got, yeah, if it was the last day, I'm going to be sitting down and working on my IRS forms. Come on. Come on, but I still have to do that stuff, right? So, no, you can't live like that. That's just absurd. But, again, we're 18th on this list, and I'm not arguing with it. I think probably we could be even further on down the list, but we do it to ourselves. We are. We do it to ourselves. We hurt ourselves for no reason. We invent all sorts of issues and problems out of nowhere. We make excuses and blame others for our failings. Where you're not responsible for anything anymore. You're a part of a victim group. And you look at others with suspicion if they're successful. Or, oh, he's wealthy because of white privilege. There was a story this past week. What was that Wrinkle in Time movie? Didn't do well. Got terrible reviews. The director comes out. Says, oh, it's because reviewers are racist. No. No, because the movie that just kicked your butt in its fourth week out is a movie about a super black country in Africa, fictional one, Wakanda, Black Panther. So your entire thesis is just moronic. But again, we've done this to ourselves. And I watched this happen before. I watched this happen before, and we talked about it here on the program. I watched what happened to some of these southern European nations, in particular Greece, where it got so corrupt and got so bad that the people don't trust one another. Michael Lewis wrote about this in a Vanity Fair piece that we talked about. He said, he goes to Greece. He's like, the people are warm. They're welcoming. But try to find one Greek person to say something nice about somebody else. That's the point that we're getting to here in this country. We're doing it to ourselves. We've taken Keeping Up with the Joneses and coveting stuff. We've talked about this on the program. And we've put it on steroids with social media. And you know what else we've done, too? Is we do whatever the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil, that's right, big business, politicians, and the media want us to do. They want us fighting. They want us unhappy. Just tune in. Tune in to cable news, tune into any news program. Does it lift you up or does it make you feel absolutely miserable? You want a prescription for feeling better? I tell you what, listen to the watchdog. Shut it off. That's it. No more cable news. Shut it off. Trust me. Trust me. Don't doubt me here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Listen, I've been telling everyone to do this for a while. You're a new listener to the program. Got other big talk radio show hosts saying the same thing. There's nothing. There's nothing. You need to understand. You can go back, read, pick up a book. Think of a book rather than watch cable news. You're going to learn a lot more. Watchdog and Wall Street, Axis of Evil, big business, politicians, and the media. They operate in a Machiavellian fashion. They know what they're doing. When you divide people into various different groups, when you tell people that they are victims and they need help from who? From the Axis of Evil, of course. You create little servants out there. So many people walking around this country today that think they are free, but they're not. And the vitriol is it's awful. It really is. I want to share with everybody one of my favorite think tanks out there. I'm not a big think tank guy, but this group does a lot of fantastic research, and I oftentimes use their work in my columns and here on the program, and that is the American Enterprise Institute. And the head of that organization for the past 10 years is one Arthur Brooks, Professor Arthur Brooks. He's leaving, and he wrote an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal. And I want to read to you what the American Enterprise Institute's motto is. Because it really is a thing of beauty. A competition of ideas is fundamental to a free society. Vigorous disagreements expressed with civility and respect strengthen a democratic and pluralistic culture. Conformity of ideas leads to stagnation and mediocrity. He's right. They're right. Now, look at the world around us today. You've got people that can't even show up on college campuses and give lectures or talks. They get shouted out because they don't think right. The competition for ideas in the United States of America is under attack. And rather than compete, which is sad, what I mean compete, you have the courage of your convictions, go out there and debate. Go out and participate. Listen. But no, nobody wants to do that anymore. And we see this on all levels. Politicians, how do they operate? They try to discredit their opponents with name-calling. With name-calling, ad hominem attacks, wrong viewpoint on a college campus. No, 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 no. You can't come here. The mainstream media, what is it? It's all polarized nonsense. Viewers aren't challenged in their conviction. There's no honest debate. What do you think? You think that they're going to book? You think Rachel Maddow is going to book me on her program? I'm going to be honest with you. I'd much rather go on Rachel Maddow's program and debate her than go on Sean Hannity's program. I would. But again, they don't allow that. I don't even want that. I want to debate ideas. You know, you have to think, people, okay? No one has ever been insulted into agreement. You need opposing viewpoints to challenge your own. If we're wrong, the best way to learn is through challenges from our friends on the other side of the issue. But we don't do that anymore, do we? Do we? You see what's on social media. You can't engaging in social media, tweets, sending out some 280-character opinion. It's not working. You know, Arthur Brooks in his column here, he talks about mediocrity through trivialization, largely from the misuse of new media. There's something called Gresham's Law, which says that bad money drives out good. Meaning if one form of currency is inherently more valuable than another in circulation, the better one will be hoarded and thus disappear. So what do we have today? You've got academics, wizards of smart out there. What do they spend most of their day doing? And what do we report on? Trading insults and barbs on Twitter. You've got journalists out there that are supposed to suppress their own biases in their reporting, but then they go on social media and say all sorts of hurtful and nasty things, which hurts their reputation. He writes, when half-baked 280-character opinions and tiny hits of click-fueled dopamine displace one's hard-earned trading and vocation, it's a lousy trade. Michael Novak said, liberty is the most precarious of all regimes. This is a call to action to scholars, not just policymakers. This is what's going to make, we got to get the country back. It's gone. They're talking about happiness. This is why. How many people listening right now? How many people listening are afraid to talk about any important topics that are affecting the country, whether it be the national debt, whether it be taxes, whether it be foreign policy, whatever it may be, because you're afraid that someone's going to hate you or think that you're some sort of subspecies? I would gander many out there, right? Anyway, people, shut it off. I'm telling you right now, take my word for it, shut it off. Pick up a book. I've got lots. I'll give you great recommendations and stuff to read. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff there at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump signed an order today that paves the way for imposing tariffs as much as $60 billion worth on Chinese imports. Today at the signing, President Donald Trump talked about a conversation he had with a businessman.
I can't believe we've been able to take advantage of the United States for so long. So those days are over.
The House passed a massive $1.3 trillion spending bill that funds the federal government through September 30th. The Senate must act by Friday at midnight to avoid a government shutdown. Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney says this bill is far from perfect, but...
So all things considered, when we look at the bill, we have to weigh what we asked for and what we had to give away to give it. Is it perfect? No. Is it exactly what we asked for in the budget? No. Were we ever going to get that? No. That's not how the process works.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. Tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. Isn't it time to make a change? If drugs and alcohol is a problem in your life or someone you care about, it's time to make a change. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering amazing life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed Addiction Treatment Program has successfully helped over 50,000 people get their life back. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple call to 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. That's 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com. We are open 24/7 and all calls are confidential and free. Call now. 877-480-4777 or online at thewatershed.com.
After days of silence about it, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says he's, quote, really sorry about the Cambridge Analytica scandal. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
We're going to do a full investigation into every app that had access to a large amount of data.
Zuckerberg speaking in a one-on-one interview with CNN about a huge amount of data that a company was able to get from millions of unsuspecting Facebook users to benefit the Trump campaign.
Our responsibility now is to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Zuckerberg also says he'd be willing to testify about it to Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A 25-minute cell phone video left behind by the bomber whose deadly explosives terrorized Austin, Texas for weeks details the difference amongst the bombs, but his motive yet still remains a mystery. Mark Anthony Condit was an unemployed college dropout who bought the bomb-making materials at Home Depot, and he recorded this video hours before he died. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Today, the Trump administration imposed at least $50 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese imports. Now, this is a major escalation of the president's America First trade policy. Art Laffer is a former economics advisor to President Ronald Reagan. He shares his perspective on what the president did earlier today regarding tariffs.
One of your discussants earlier had it just right. I think this is a ploy by the president to get people to negotiate really rotten deals. NAFTA has been a very poorly constructed trade deal. It was done. What I think the president is doing is I think he's putting this out there to get people to the table to renegotiate these trade deals. And in that regard, I'm really with him 100%.
Frank Avruch, who portrayed a beloved 60s and 70s kids show character, has died. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
It was a simpler time when kids came home from school and watched TV instead of playing video games, and in most television markets there was Bozo. At first he was just Boston's Bozo, but Larry Harmon, who owned the licensing rights,